This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House says U.S. intelligence officials have determined a Russian effort is underway to create a pretext for its troops to further invade Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the intelligence findings show that Russia is laying the groundwork through social media misinformation and framing Ukraine as an aggressor in the crisis.
As part of its plans, Russia is laying the groundwork to have the option of fabricating a pretext for invasion. And we've seen this before. We saw this before leading up to 2014, just to note, including through sabotage activities and information operations by accusing Ukraine of preparing an imminent attack against Russian forces in eastern Ukraine.
Russia has 100,000 troops, along with tanks and heavy military equipment, stationed along its border with Ukraine. However, the Kremlin has denied it is planning to invade. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office officially apologized to Queen Elizabeth Friday for holding staff parties at Downing Street on the eve of Prince Philip's funeral last year. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
The Daily Telegraph reported that two drinks parties were held inside Downing Street last April 16th. It said staff bought a suitcase full of alcohol from a nearby supermarket, spilled wine on carpets, and broke a swing belonging to Johnson's son. The next day, the 95-year-old Queen sat alone, in strict compliance with the rules, at Philip's funeral service at Windsor Castle. For many Britons, her solitary masked figure became a defining image of the grief wrought by the pandemic. Johnson was at his country residence and wasn't invited to the party, his spokesman said.
After months of deceit and deception.
But as well as his opponents calling on him to resign, a small but growing number of Conservatives